Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. For many years, Colonel Robert Green Ingersoll, an attorney and an atheist, traveled widely throughout the United States lecturing on the mistakes of Moses. In fact, I have his book by that title. I agree with the late George DeHoff of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, that I would prefer to hear Moses lecture on the mistakes of Colonel Ingersoll. Incidentally, most of the so-called mistakes of Moses have turned out to be the mistakes of Ingersoll. Archaeology and other biblical research have shown just how ridiculous Ingersoll's criticisms were. Dr. W. A. Criswell said that someone asked Ingersoll late in his life why he no longer vigorously opposed the teaching of the Bible. He said he was no longer needed. The liberal theologians were doing his work. But my concern today is not with the so-called mistakes of Moses, but with the excuses Moses made for not accepting God's call to lead the Israelites out of Egyptian bondage. Please listen to Moses' response to the Lord's call. O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither recently nor in time past, for I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. Exodus 4:10. Moses was not the first person, or the last, to make excuses for not doing the Lord's bidding. The great prophet Jeremiah pled with the Lord not to appoint him to the prophetic office. He told the Lord, "Behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child." Jeremiah 1:6. Had it ever dawned on Moses, or Jeremiah, or on others who have made lame excuses that God knew what they were capable of doing? Had God not thought these men could do what He called them to do, He would have called someone else. God knew Moses was a sinful man, but He also knew Moses could become a great leader, as indeed he did. Why, in the name of our gracious God and His Son, Jesus Christ, do we make so many excuses for failure to serve the living God? God does not accept excuses. Besides, they get us in the habit of lying. I know that may sound harsh, but that really is what making excuses is, lying. Moses said, in effect, to the God of heaven, "I was not an eloquent man before you called me, and I am not eloquent now." In other words, the Lord's call for Moses to be the Israelite leader did not make him eloquent. The Lord later explodes Moses' excuses when He told him, "Is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know he can speak well. And also, behold, he comes forth to meet you. And when he sees you, he will be glad in his heart." Exodus 4:14. The plan for giving the Jews the messages God wanted them to have was very simple. God would tell Moses what to say. Moses would tell his brother Aaron, and Aaron would tell the people. Exodus 4:15-16. God was angry with Moses when he continued to make excuses. Exodus 4:14. Moses said he was not eloquent. Does one have to be eloquent to be a good leader? Eloquence should not be a hindrance, but it is not absolutely necessary. Some of the greatest preachers, prophets, and other leaders who have ever lived were not eloquent men. I remember one man in particular. He had suffered from polio and had been afflicted for many years. He had trouble walking and talking. But he was one of the greatest preachers it has been my privilege to know. I have not heard him for almost 60 years, but I still remember some of his sermons. His strength was not eloquence, but godliness and kindness. Has it ever struck you as being unusual that the man who said he was not eloquent and was slow of speech delivered some of the greatest orations of all time? When the devil tempted Christ, our Lord always responded by saying, "It is written," and He always quoted from Moses from the book of Deuteronomy. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.